vaccination voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS4KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Being a Chicago Bears fan comes with quite a few perks, like the impressive leg muscles you form from constantly jumping out of your seat. Not to mention the discounts on select gear that come with the Chicago Bears PNC Bank Visa debit card. Because at PNC Bank, we believe that your passion pays. For details on discounts and other offers, visit pnc.com/bearscard. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. Copyright 2020 PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC.
We'll be right back with more Dan Bernstein in 60 seconds on The Score.
Fall is the season to cozy up with soft, buttery cookies, seasonal pumpkin cheesecake, and rich fudgy brownies. Introducing the Edible Bake Shop from Edible Arrangements. That's right, moist, decadent cookies, cheesecake, and brownies are now at Edible. Order as a single serving, box, platter, or pair with one of our fresh fruit arrangements. Made fresh for you, Edible Bake Shop makes an exceptional, delicious treat, perfect for any occasion. Order today for delivery or curbside pickup at your local Edible store or at edible.com.
The first day of owning a new car is amazing. Fast forward to day 90, and if you own a Hyundai Tucson, it's still just as amazing. Which is why J.D. Power ranked it number one in initial quality amongst all 2020 compact SUVs. The Hyundai Tucson, a great deal more than just a great deal.
Lease the Tucson for $189 a month for 36 months with $26.99 due at signing. Or get 0% APR for 72 months. See your local Hyundai dealer today. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards. Offer ends November 2nd, 2020. Call 224-661-0068 for details.
This is a special Bears Monday on Friday. The Score guys react to the Bears' win over Tampa. Get analysis from our team of Bears experts and take your calls. A special Bears Monday on Friday. All day today. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Live from the Hyundai Studios. A radio.com sports station. The Score!
Anthony Herron, Score football analyst.
Khalil Mack, he's fast, he's ferocious. When Mack is coming from the backside, then he's a guy who can make a game-changing, game-altering sort of tackle. Where if an Anthony Herron is chasing from the backside, all right, you may get tripped up on your ankles, but you're not necessarily as worried about some sort of a strip or takeaway happening.
Former NFL defensive lineman and Iowa Hawkeye.
Cordero Patterson, every time he gets it, you think there's a chance a big play is coming. He finishes every single run, and he's so fast. He's not one you want to feature as the slot receiver. He's not one you want to feature as the running back, but he's good enough at both, and you just find a way to get the ball in his hands frequently enough. I think there's going to be fun things to do.
Co-host of the Score post-game show with Olin Krutz.
I think Matt Nagy knows he needs to win some damn games.
Big Ant Herron with Dan Bernstein on 670 The Score.
The top of the hour is brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. The North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit GLIGlenview.com. They've got it. And this segment with Anthony Herron is brought to you by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, Chicago's hometown sportsbook. Anthony Herron is on Twitter at Big Ant Herron, and you can watch him on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670. The Score. It's a Bears Monday. It's a Bears Friday. It's everything. We're one-stop shopping for your 4-1 Chicago Bears. Anthony Herron, how are you?
One-stop shop. That's right. 4-1. This one, getting the one last night, there is something that feels more satisfying about it while it still had some similar ingredients to those first three wins from the season and some similar things that could be cause for concern and areas to improve. But overall, it's five games into the season. I think there's tangible evidence of certain factors that at least have turned out more on the Bears' side of the ledger, more on the positive side of the ledger to get them to 4-1. That, you know what, if this team is obviously imperfect, but there's some things to be pleased about in addition to the concerns.
Now, I don't want to bury the lead here. What has been my theme from the moment it occurred last night, I felt like a romantic era poet compelled to write an ode to something beautiful or a great work of art when Kyle Fuller put that hit on Keyshawn Vaughn. I feel like the Hall of Fame arguments, you get someone who makes a case, who argues on behalf of a player and says, this is why this person should be in the Hall of Fame. I put it on myself as now an old Meatball Bears fan. That hit deserves to be in the pantheon of all-time great Bears hits, even especially when you adjust for when it's done in the current climate and what's allowed. When a referee felt he had to throw a flag because it was so awesome, knowing it couldn't, we can't do that anymore in the NFL. You know, alas, it was gorgeous and violent and wonderful, but I have to flag it. And then they thought about it, and maybe they kind of peeked at the replay, and they thought, my goodness, that was clean, 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 and so pure and so gorgeous. I know it's an awful sport. I know people get hurt, and I know that football's bad for you, and we're supposed to think all these bad things about it. But my God, that stirred my soul. That reached me at the very reptile brain essence of what I love about football. Bless you, Kyle Fuller, for something that a Bears fan should never forget.
There was certainly something visceral about it in a game where the visceral has quite frequently turned into the infractions that we see around the league, the flags that tend to come up. And I agree wholeheartedly with the reaction, the almost just kind of a knee-jerk reaction that the ref sees to an extremely physical tackle that ends up leading to a flag. You know, I've forgotten which game it was. Was it the Detroit game or was it the Giants game where he had a very similar moment? Where there was
I think it was the Giants game where it's like he hit the ball with his head and he made shoulder contact. And if you actually watched it, it was completely legal, but it was just too good they had to flag.
Right. And in a moment like that for a defensive back, and we've talked so frequently as the NFL and as college football have continued to adjust the strike zone, for a defensive back, for a collision just like that, where you're running in full speed, the intended receiver is running full speed, he's on an end cut, you're at this angle of collision, and at the moment of truth, there's a millimoment there where the defender is the one tasked with an adjustment that basically has to anticipate where the strike zone will adjust. Because the strike zone is going to, unless you just get a perfect ball that's just right there between the numbers, and even when it does, the receiver's body angle will likely change as he coils around the football, knowing on an end cut he's likely to get impacted. So as that strike zone, basically, you know, kind of between his nipples and his belly button, it's pretty much the only spot you're allowed to hit a guy these days. Right. As that strike zone adjusts, the defender has to anticipate that. And there's something about the way that Kyle Fuller just operates in general on the field. I've talked to you about Kyle Fuller in a number of ways over the years, and where, you know, he's better at and specializes in that off-man coverage, but he drives on the route and he anticipates the route. He has a sixth sense for where the receiver's going to end up, and it's that intangible, it's that other side of the brain for him that I think allows him to be really effective in a moment like that, where he can come in for this crunching physical tackle but be able to make it happen in a manner that shouldn't be flagged, that shouldn't be penalized. There's a level of speed and aggression while still having a calm and a control as he's going in to make this extremely physical hit. And it seems nearly impossible. And for a while it did. It turned out to be in a lot of situations nearly impossible. But we've seen defensive backs, the better ones in the league, find ways. We saw, the Jalen Ramsey the other night make a really physical textbook tackle on Golden Tate. It's a number of other reasons behind that as well from the personal side of things, but we're seeing DBs in the NFL do now what seemed like it was going to be the impossible a few years ago. And if you're of the level of Kyle Fuller to make the adjustment at the level he has, and you still see some of the knee jerk from the officials, but I'm glad the broadcast crew, Troy Aikman, was all over it. And I'm glad the officials made the proper adjustments in the moment.
I'm fascinated to hear you talk about that anticipation of where that strike zone is going to be, because I would love for the Bears' inside linebackers to improve at that. And we can talk about Trevathan and his lack of speed and lack of suddenness and whether or not that's going to come back. I don't know. We have talked about it before. It still looks like he's a step slow to me. Roquan Smith seems to stop his feet sometimes before delivering that hit. Even if he does look like he's getting himself in just the right spot, it was one time on a run blitz, it was another time later chasing down a play. That's an area of the defense where the defense has been great, and I am nitpicking here, but I'm going to do that because we have the luxury of doing that. If they tighten that up and they're able to better stop a ball carrier, rally up and get somebody down, it's going to start with those guys in the middle with better angles, better footwork, better decision making, and better anticipation.
The two guys who the Bears need to be as special as they are, who the Bears needed to continue to play, to perform at the level that we've come accustomed to watching them play, were Akeem Hicks coming back from a gruesome elbow injury and Danny Trevathan coming back from a gruesome elbow injury. And Akeem, like that first game, he seemed, you know, a little bit slow, maybe a little bit fatigued. And then really from game two until now, through last night, Akeem Hicks has been ferocious and has really played at a high level again. Danny Trevathan has just been sort of incremental each week, where especially those first couple of games, just looked extremely slow, looked out of shape, didn't look sudden or urgent on the field, didn't seem to be able to take on blocks or even elude blocks in the way that a man of his speed had been doing in the past. He's still not there yet. But last night was his best game. I mean, and I rarely end up even looking at the tackle numbers. I'm just kind of watching guys react to the play. So it just so happens that he ended up leading the Bears in tackles last night. But he did look more sudden and more urgent, more energetic, even just after the play, more enthusiastic as he's getting involved in tackles, more feisty afterwards, shoving offensive linemen, you know, with the echo of the whistle, some of those things. So I did think Danny Trevathan played his best game last night and is beginning to look closer to the Danny Trevathan we need him to be. On one of the long runs that Ronald Jones popped last night, it was where Danny Trevathan got out-gapped. One of the things to keep in mind on a couple of the big missed tackles that Roquan Smith had, where with no Eddie Goldman there in the middle, and for now no John Jenkins there in the middle, without a true nose guard, a true man of girth and strength, who can control that interior and condense those lanes that we see have become kind of these gaping run lanes in the middle. So you have where sometimes a linebacker will get outgapped, like Trevathan did on one of the long Ronald Jones runs, but two times where Roquan was coming in there and Jones was able to make a spin move and get away from him, it turned into to popping a good-sized run. The hole is so wide, and, you know, Trevathan, I mean, I'm not sure, Roquan Smith, he came in, and I'm not even completely sure it was a run blitz. It just looked to me, especially on the first one, like the hole declared itself, and he just sort of trusted his eyes to the extent where it ends up looking like a run blitz because he reacted downhill so quickly. It's a play he needs to make, but in concert with him securing a tackle, everyone, you know, the responsibility of the entire interior of the defense is a Bilal Nichols forcing that gap to be more marginal than what it was, thus making the angle of pursuit and the ability for Roquan to bring that ball carrier down, it condenses the alley there that Jones has to make what ended up being kind of a wide spin move, and Roquan's kind of flying in one direction as he spins away. So the responsibility of the five technique and the nose allow, if they perform their job adequately, allow Roquan to have more margin for error because the running back has less space to try and elude him.
We actually have Roquan Smith talking about that himself, so let's hear his explanation.
Yeah, it sucks like crazy, but give it to a good running back. I didn't see much spinning on film, but I missed two tackles. Regardless, one of them I was pushed in the back, but still should make those tackles to my standard. So those two, that's unacceptable for me. That's unacceptable on the defense. So I have to correct those. And just when you're going up against a spin runner, I didn't see much of it, but when you're going up against a spin runner, you just have to wrap up and keep driving your feet because they're going to spin on contact. So I'll definitely have to correct that. And that'll be something I'll work on moving forward.
He owned it. and saying he didn't see that. It was the same move that beat him both times, that little spin. And it's interesting that he gave you the technique on that. He gave you the fundamentals of when someone's going to spin. It's sort of like what they say in hockey, that if someone tries the famous Dennis Savard spinorama, what's the defense? Push him over. you stay with him, and you don't fall for the okey-doke on that and just go right into his body. It's the same principle.
Well, and what ends up happening when a running back on contact, it's kind of the same as I think it was maybe the second Khalil Mack sack. It was one of the sacks where like when you're a rusher and you're pass rushing upfield and you're using the momentum as you force that offensive tackle to chase you up the field because you've gotten speed in his feet, and then you spin away from him downhill, you're basically using his momentum against him. And when Ronald Jones was at USC, I caught so many of his games in college out in Pac-12 country. Yeah, he wasn't a big spin move guy. He's not a big hulking back, but he is a physical runner. He was that in college as well. So the spin move is something that seems a bit new for him, but I'm glad his game is expanding. And he seems to be like, he's dropped some passes earlier this year, and his hands seemed a little better last night than what they've been in the past also. But he's a talented runner with the ball in his hands. But when a runner spins off of you, especially where they can do it at a moment's notice, once you already start the collision, like the point of impact with them, and then that spin happens at the moment after that, then they can basically use your momentum against you. And we saw him do that multiple times with Roquan. So I do think, those are plays that you expect someone of Roquan Smith's caliber to make. I think he's been in a position to make so many plays this season. Like, he had several very special moments in pass coverage last night, and he's just reading and reacting to the run so well, being so urgent, so physical on blockers. Roquan Smith is one of the least of my concerns in this Bear. He is playing at an extremely high level despite a couple of like open field one-on-one misses here and there. It's really because he's in position to make a whole lot of plays. We see him missing a couple here and there.
I have learned to ask permission for such things. Can we take a call from a Bob?
A Bob? Why not?
Bob on the south side, you're on the Score.
Bad idea. I want to play a little bit of devil's advocate here as far as that call by Matt Nagy to throw that deep ball on second down with, what was it, minute 20 left. I felt that was, given the situation, given the fact that the defense had relatively held Brady in check. I mean, you had Khalil Mack actually, like, just walk a high-performing rookie tackle back into Brady's lap and then hip-toss him like he's Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. And you had the team in a good position to where Pinheiro could have hit that field goal from that distance, and they still had third down ahead of them. So, and they did pick up extra yardage. But I felt like that play was the best way for them, still respecting that Brady wasn't what he was, but he is still Brady. He still got Evans and the corpse of Rob Gronkowski that can still, you know, catch the occasional ball. That was the best opportunity to, one, ensure the field goal even better, but also end the game with the ball. And I think that's kind of been lost. Is that almost smacked of when Bill Belichick went for it, what was it, like 4th and 1 on his own 30 against Peyton Manning years ago, where I want to keep it away. I want to end with the ball. My best defense is this offense right now. If that makes sense. I don't know.
I get it. I don't think that's illogically argued when you actually say this was the thinking. That's not exactly what the Bears can say, but I understand that. It's a different way of looking at it, and that's why I'm not going to say it was wholly right or wrong, because in the moment, I knew the way Nagy, the coordinator, might be thinking differently from a more conservative head coach.
I would agree. You know, I think that it's that level of aggression is where the game is going. It's where it's been going for a few years at this point, really. And in the moment, when the pass, especially after the pass is incomplete and the clock stops, and it negatively affects you, but you can't predict the future in those moments. You're making educated guesses when you're calling plays in that moment. You're trying to put your team in the best position you can to win a game. And yeah, it was the more aggressive of two options. I don't think either one would have been egregious, and especially because Cairo Santos hasn't proven himself the most dependable of kickers. Then yeah, you want to try to get a little closer. You want to see if you can get yourself in position to end with points or end with the ball. There's a variety of things where your offense can be, like the caller Bob was saying, where your offense can be your defense as opposed to taking a more conservative approach. If the conservative approach would have worked out and he would have just run the ball and been cool, then that would have been great. But if he just runs the ball up the middle a couple of times and they punt or and they doink a field goal, then he would have been getting questioned for that as well. So I think either way, if it doesn't work, if the result is not preferred, then there's going to be questions associated with it. He tends to err on the side of aggression, regardless, really, of how his quarterback has played up to that point.
That's Anthony Heron. In the next segment, we're going to talk all about Khalil Mack. We have a lot of Khalil Mack to discuss, about a guy who's capable of wrecking a game, actually wrecked a game. And when he can be the primary reason why Tom Brady is screaming at his teammates, that is fun times for you, the Bear fans. So we're going to talk about the Bears'
Hashtag
best defensive player.
LFK.
Next on The Score.
Bears Friday on The Score is presented by Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicagoland's leading waste solutions provider.
Touchdown! Nail the end zone!
LRSRecycles.com.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard and make someone's every day? Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at Amazon.com/apply. That's Amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
If you're in the market for windows, you need to call Russ Armstrong, the owner of Chicago Window Guys. They make and install all their own products, and they offer a lifetime warranty on all parts and labor. Russ came out to do a bunch of my windows, so I've been through the process, and I have the product. They're great windows. They're way better than what was originally in the house. And you also will get the best price and deal directly with the owner. Call the Chicago Window Guys today at 847-881-3060. And when you mention my name, don't forget to do that, because you'll receive 10% off. Check out his reviews at ChicagoWindowGuy.com.
Being a Chicago Bears fan comes with quite a few perks, like the impressive leg muscles you form from constantly jumping out of your seat. Not to mention the discounts on select gear that come with the Chicago Bears PNC Bank Visa debit card. Because at PNC Bank, we believe that your passion pays. For details on discounts and other offers, visit PNC.com/BearsCard. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. Copyright 2020 PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC.
Fall is the season to cozy up with soft, buttery cookies, seasonal pumpkin cheesecake, and rich fudgy brownies. Introducing the Edible Bake Shop from Edible Arrangements. That's right, moist, decadent cookies, cheesecake, and brownies are now at Edible. Order as a single serving, box, platter, or pair with one of our fresh fruit arrangements. Made fresh for you, Edible Bake Shop makes an exceptional, delicious treat, perfect for any occasion. Order today for delivery or curbside pickup at your local Edible store or at edible.com.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and use code HILLS and sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000.
Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
You've been camping in your backyard, cycling in your living room. You've been enjoying rain showers in your bathroom, campfires on your TV screen. you've been counting stars and birds from your window and holding family cookouts in the kitchen. Now, get ready to go. Go on a real vacation. Take the wheel at your nearest RV dealer or at GoRV.com.
Your voice, your vote. In our democracy, they matter. Make yours count. Get registered, learn the issues, and vote by or on November 3rd. Visit vote411.org. This message is furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The really big fall sale's begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Almost everything is 50 to 70% off, and doorbusters start at just $10. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through October 12th.
For summer DIY projects, you know the Home Depot's always in your corner. Now with our mobile app, it can also be in the palm of your hand. With digital tools like image search, snap a picture of something, it'll recognize it and serve up product suggestions in seconds. And our product locator will check availability and lead you right to it. The Home Depot mobile app. Download it today to get started. Only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
ConnectingVets.com. News for the military veteran.
You know what story I really liked reporting on is being able to share and showcase Sergeant First Class Janina Simmons. She was the first African-American female to graduate Ranger School. And so a trailblazer in her own right, but just awesome to be able to talk to her. And anytime you get to talk to the first of any group, right, it's cool.
Whether you were a soldier, sailor, airman, or Marine, your story is ConnectingVets.com.
You're listening to The Dan Bernstein Show, back in 60 seconds on The Score.
It all started with a grilled cheese sandwich. Two simple pieces of bread, some butter, and a slice of American cheese. But after making it day after day, week after week, I hungered for more. Colby, provolone, Gouda. But Gouda wasn't good enough. I wanted great. I added tomatoes, pickles, jalapenos. If I could birth this gooey work of art in my tiny, modest kitchen, imagine what I could do in a gourmet chef's kitchen. So I called U.S. Bank about loaning me some extra cheddar. Now I had the mad cheese skill and a superior grill. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Hey, it's David Wexler, formerly with the Little Guys, now with EOC Audio. Established in 2007, EOC is Chicagoland's trusted leader in home audio, video, automation, networks, and home theaters. Today, I want to talk about something that almost everyone is relying on more than ever, and that's your home network. In today's world, with everyone being at home, life has created a demand on your home network like never before. With you working and the kids learning at home, gaming and streaming Netflix, you just can't get by with boosters and band-aids. At EOC Audio, we'll plan and expertly install the most robust networks possible to properly manage the flow of all of your audio and visual data needs. A real network. Router, switch, wireless access points, all set up properly so it is secure and maximizes the speed available. That means no more drop Zoom meetings, movies that don't buffer, and families that don't fight, at least over their network. Imagine great Wi-Fi throughout the house. Check us out at EOCAudio.com. That's EOCAudio.com, or give us a call, 630-386-6266.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
First down, 30. And Brady is going to be sacked. Flag down again. And then another two separate fouls on this play. Khalil Mack is there for Chicago. And Alex Kemp, the referee, threw the flag about 25 yards into the air at the end of that play.
Well, I'm wondering if they're going to get Khalil Mack at the end of the play based on where the flag was thrown.
There are two fouls on the play, one by each team. Personal foul, defense number 52, holding, offense number 76. Those penalties offset, first down.
Pass is caught by Mickens. Does a hurdle and takes it inside the 45. Gets some of that penalty yardage back. Gets 11.
Well, now Ryan Jensen, he's into it with someone down there, and they threw the flag on. I don't know who they called it on, but Jensen came up at the end of the play and headbutted someone. Like I said, the Bucs came into this game as the third most penalized team in football. And the Bears were the fifth most penalized.
After the play was over, personal foul. Offense number 66. 15-yard penalty, the down counts. It'll be second down.
So that eliminates that 11-yard gain, and that is the sixth penalty on the offensive line of the Buccaneers. Evans turning three
offense
ways.
Offense number 65. That penalty's declined. Fourth down.
And they call a hold against the Buccaneers, and it was against Alex Kappa.
Well, that was an ugly possession. And Brady thinks so, too, and he's letting him know.
Shoot that straight into my veins, watching Brady that angry at his teammates. And in large part, that is because of Khalil Mack and what he did with two sacks, with two tackles for loss, and breaking up a couple of passes, batting them down. Just an absolute brute squad, a one-man wrecking crew. Anthony Heron with us on this Bears Friday Monday on Sports Radio 670.
I'm also the brute squad.
You are the brute squad. So what's the difference between the games when Mack seems oh so close to being that disruptive and games when he actually is this disruptive?
I mean, there's a couple of different factors in it. One, you know, going into last night, I had talked a few different times throughout the week about where Tom Brady, being in a different system, he operates differently and makes himself more available for the sack than we've seen in recent years, because as vertical as the passing attack looks to be, and not always is, but looks to be in Bruce Arians' offense, Brady's holding the ball longer this year than he has in recent years in New England, where, you know, Julian Edelman isn't going to get vertical on a whole lot of folks. So we know how the structure of the New England's offense is operated with quick, short passes. So Brady holding the ball longer makes Brady more sackable than Brady has been in years past. But Tampa Bay's offensive line has still performed at a high level, and they have had a willingness to run the football regardless of how many injuries they've had in the backfield. So Brady holding the ball is part of that. Khalil Mack having defenders, especially defenders in the front seven, playing better makes a big difference too. Where last season it did get to a point with no Akeem Hicks, with no Daniel Trevathan, with Leonard Floyd giving you bupkis off the opposing edge and rushing the quarterback, there could be an almost singular focus on making sure Khalil Mack doesn't do to you what he did last night. But when you have Akeem Hicks being Akeem Hicks, and you have a couple of inside backers that are all over the place between Trevathan and Smith, you have corners on the outside making life difficult for a talented, while beat up receiver core. But we did see Mike Evans looking frustrated at times as well, regardless of some of the other plays he made in the game, and certainly saw Tom Brady looking frustrated. So all those factors, and Khalil Mack had played well this season. He had a whole lot of pressures going, and especially in the last couple of weeks. I mean, he was picking his game up. But to get to the point where the QB is holding the ball and the protection cannot solely focus on you, then that's where the talent that surrounds Khalil Mack on this Bears defense affect the way that it's not just him, grading out in a plus in the film room. Like, he was still grading out in a plus for a lot of the season last year. Like, okay, you won that rush, but you're not necessarily near a big play happening, because they can devote a variety of blockers to you, because they can slide the protection in a particular way, because the quarterback is going to continue the quick passing game, because he's allowed to do that because someone isn't in the throwing window, or because coverage is broken down here with Prince Amukamara. So all those factors kind of converge to giving Khalil Mack more opportunities to not just grade out in a plus on a particular play, to not just win a rush, but to actually wreck the game in the way that he was able to do last night.
Don't we need more from Robert Quinn, just bottom line?
Yeah, yeah. We do. I mean, that his very first play of the game, it's like, wow, if he's doing that on snap number one, just wait till he gets in shape. And it's almost like he's getting in worse shape. I don't know. He doesn't seem to have as wide a variety of moves in his pass rush arsenal as I would have anticipated. I mean, the chop club rip is effective when you're doing it well. And his hands are still violent, but I'm not necessarily digging the pad level. I'm not necessarily digging the – and he's certainly not a power rusher, but the amount of force that he can bring towards the outside third of a blocker, like I've talked to you about on edge rushing, where if you beat a guy clean, that's one thing where the force is over. But to be able to, and his injury was to his foot. He had what's reportedly an ankle problem, and there have been reports about how severe that ankle problem may have been. But he's on the field, he's in the lineup, seems to be moving okay. But even after you burst out of your stance, once you get to the moment of truth where you're trying to create that short corner, if you got a flat tire, if you got a bum ankle, if you got some continuing issue there, as your foot is planted and a blocker is still pressing on you and applying pressure to you, if you don't necessarily have what we might call that drive phase to be able to still apply pressure and force properly on that foot to turn the corner, if you don't beat a guy clean, then from there, it's kind of like you blow a tire and you can't necessarily continue with the force you need to around the corner. So I don't know that the Bears aren't, you know, they certainly aren't talking about Robert Quinn being too banged up for a proper speed rush or anything, but if the ankle is a continuing issue for a guy who has been an outstanding finesse rusher throughout his career, then that would be indicative of why he's having trouble turning the corner on people.
And they're also really working through a deep front seven rotation. When we're seeing Brent Urban out there and Barcavius Mingo and James Vaughters is showing up on film and Mario Williams Jr. is showing up. There are, he's not afraid to keep putting guys out there to keep people fresh. So I know you paid him the big bucks, but it may just be around the edges. Maybe the snap counts drop if other guys are more effective.
And the snap counts really weren't high initially. You know, if you think that a guy of that caliber is in shape to play, then you certainly want to get a lot out of him. But if he's not, and keeping bodies fresh is an effective way to roll, then yeah, I mean, to, you know, D-line is the most physically taxing position on the field while being the least mentally taxing position on the field. But you will get tired quick. I mean, as you get through some of these long drives, whether teams are running the ball at you, throwing the ball at you, and you chase the ball out of the stack the way the Bears front does, then yeah, you're going to burn up a lot of injuries. You're going to waste a whole lot of calories in the game on moments where you're not affecting the play at all. And Barcavius Mingo, you know, has been fine. He's actually been a little better against the run than I anticipated he would be. And as a pass rusher, you know, he's a little hit or miss. Sometimes he gives you something, sometimes he doesn't. It seems to depend on the game for him as far as how much edge pressure you really get from him. But he does provide some versatility. He's a guy they trust to go out and defend the slot in certain personnel groupings. So you get, you know, Leonard Floyd light out of Barcavius Mingo, but you brought Robert Quinn in because you thought he could be that opposing force off the other edge, and then Mingo could be sort of the Swiss Army knife of your front seven. Right now it's turning into where Roquan Smith is needing to be kind of the guy you can move around to a bunch of places, both the edge and in the box, and walking him up into the A-gaps and doing a lot of those things. But let's hope we continue to see the progress from Quinn that we've seen, or at least that I've seen from Danny Trevathan, that all of us have seen from Akeem Hicks from where they were earlier in the season. Hopefully Robert Quinn will make some of those strides as well, because if you get to that point, that's where the defense can be just a constant highlight reel. And that it's not quite where it's at yet, but it looks like it's headed in that direction.
You just did something low-key that's really rare, and that is you almost never hear a former professional football player admit that the position that he played was something less than the most mentally demanding. You know what I mean? Like his offensive linemen love to tell you how complicated it is. Oh, guys have no passes. Some have to. We have to know all of that stuff. And wide receivers always tell you, well, sure, you got to know, even if the ball's not coming to you, you got to know your split and you got to know your angle and you got to know blocking assignments. And everybody defends how difficult their position is meant. So it's very rare for a former player to say, yeah, it's physically demanding, not so much on the mental side. Just got to go that way and run into something.
Yeah, I'm keeping real with you, man. That's just what it's like up front. You know, we got to know some stuff, but you basically got to know your job on the D-line. You don't have to know as much about what the linebackers are doing. You rarely have to know anything. I mean, if it's a zone pressure, then yeah, you got to know where you're dropping to. And the guys who really go above and beyond, you communicate with the DBs about some things, but you don't need to know any of that as a defensive lineman. There's a lot of see ball, get ball as far as what happens up front. And that's not the case in a lot of other spots. You know, in certain settings, yeah, corner isn't that mentally taxing, maybe running back in some situations. But overall, you can get away with knowing the least as a defensive lineman. It's probably why I wasn't suited as well for it as I should have been, man, because you don't need to think as much. And I'm a thinker. I'm a deep thinker. It's probably why my career could have been more effective if I wasn't such a deep thinker.
I always thought running back is the one that's like, here's the ball, go that way until you fall down.
Yeah, or your defender, elude him. And
yeah,
keep going
away from the defender, run that way, and when you get to the area that's painted different colors, you can stop and jump up and down because that's good. All right, got it. Let's go get them. But then they start talking about third down and understanding protections and knowing what your hot assignment is as a receiver out of the backfield. And then, like, okay, fine, I'll grant you that. But there are some running backs who aren't necessarily capable of that. We have a little bit more to do on this show, and we are going to do it in a second. I know you're busy later, Anthony, because you're going to be sitting in with Danny Parkins today. So if you want to, if you want to cut out, feel free to do so, because if you want to get some rest and get a breather, if you want to stick around and talk to Lawrence, feel free to do that as well. I will let you decide, and anything you want to do is cool by me.
I appreciate the invitation. I will, as much as I love talking to Lawrence, I will pass because I've also got some TV duties to handle before I'm on with Daddy from 2 to 6. So yeah, I'll take a quick respite and then I'll be talking to the folks from 2 to 6.
Sounds good. We'll look forward to hearing you later. So here's what we're going to do when we come back. We've got some Matt Nagy to turn around from earlier. He was asked about that heated exchange with Nick Foles about tempo. Nagy was talking behind his mask, and Nick Foles was not wearing a mask, but was wearing a hideous-looking baseball hat. And they were having a conversation. It appeared that Nick Foles didn't want to be slowed down, that he wanted to keep certain personnel on the field. So we're going to let Matt Nagy explain exactly what happened there. And we are going to give away to a lucky listener what is called a fast play pack, courtesy of the Illinois Lottery, that includes 6 instant tickets and a fast play brochure. That's all coming up next, so don't go anywhere. You have the score.
This is a special Bears Monday on Friday. The Score guys react to the Bears' win over Tampa. Get analysis from our team of Bears experts and take your calls. A special Bears Monday on Friday. All day today. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Brought to you by Elmer's BMW and Loyola Medicine.
If you are looking to purchase a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local mortgage professionals. Today, meet Gina, global hotel chain executive, whose kitchen was outdated when she moved into her home 20 years ago. She called to do a cash-out refinance to renovate her kitchen and build an emergency fund. Team Hochberg helped Gina secure a cash-out refinance to access $70,000 of her home's equity and gave her a full closing cost credit. Thankfully, Gina's job is safe for now, and she's in the process of redesigning and renovating her kitchen while putting $20,000 into an emergency fund. If you'd like to see if Team Hochberg could restructure your mortgage to help you gain access to your home's equity to remodel and build an emergency fund like they helped Gina, or lower your monthly payments to ease the economic challenges caused by coronavirus, call 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but can't help if you don't call. 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Homesite Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061.
Fall is the season to cozy up with soft, buttery cookies, seasonal pumpkin cheesecake, and rich fudgy brownies. Introducing the Edible Bake Shop from Edible Arrangements. That's right, moist, decadent cookies, cheesecake, and brownies are now at Edible. Order as a single serving, box, platter, or pair with one of our fresh fruit arrangements. Made fresh for you, Edible Bake Shop makes an exceptional, delicious treat, perfect for any occasion. Order today for delivery or curbside pickup at your local Edible store or at edible.com.
Firefighters, paramedics, police officers, they take care of us, and at AMCO, we're proud to take care of them. For over 60 years, we've repaired and maintained the most critical public service vehicles. As an essential business, we work on every kind of car repair with flexible financing and extra safety precautions. Essential, reliable, trusted. That's the men and women who are there for us, and it's our honor to be there for them. AAMCO. Check out our flexible financing. Limited time offer. Financing is subject to third-party approval. Restrictions, limitations, and exclusions may apply. See your participating AMCO center for details.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So the weather is just all over the place lately, right? One day it's hot, and the next day it's windy for a while. It's like, make up your mind already. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. KARS Cars for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and 2 nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
Being a Chicago Bears fan comes with quite a few perks, like the impressive leg muscles you form from constantly jumping out of your seat. Not to mention the discounts on select gear that come with the Chicago Bears PNC Bank Visa debit card. Because at PNC Bank, we believe that your passion pays. For details on discounts and other offers, visit pnc.com/bearscard. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. Copyright 2020 PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and use code HILLS and sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000.
Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
First and 10 from the 12, snap back, Foles, going to go to the end zone to Graham. One-handed catch, left corner of the end zone, touchdown Bears. And we're tied at 13. And his offensive teammates fly off the sideline to congratulate Jimmy Graham. Oh, yeah, baby. Fourth touchdown catch of the year for one of the premier red zone weapons in NFL history.
Ryan Pace isn't wrong about everything. There's a lot of money to spend on Jimmy Graham, but I guess so far it's hard to say he hasn't been worth it, because everything they said that they thought he could do, he's doing so far for them. And Nick Foles knows what weapons he has, and apparently he feels he knows how and when to deploy them, regardless of how his coach sometimes wants to go about things. And there was a moment where it looked like that Foles wanted to keep going up tempo and keep a certain group on the field, and felt that he was in control of things and was unhappy that his coach was slow walking it and trying to keep a little bit more control. There was a bit of a fiery discussion on the sidelines between the two, and today Bears head coach Matt Nagy was asked about it. What happened?
We went a little no huddle there on that second and short and got going, and we got into a first down, and we had a play that we've liked, you know, that's been in the playbook here the last couple of weeks. And you know, we loved it in that area, and Cordero was running open in the end zone for a touchdown on that play. And we didn't have, we weren't able to get it off in that situation right there. I think that's where you guys will start seeing with Nick and I, when we start growing in this thing, is, you know, and I agree with him. Like, once you get going and you're in a little bit of a tempo, we kind of had them on their heels. And his point was, hey, once we got them in their heels like that, let's keep them there and let's do some things. Now, the issue you run into, guys, is that when you're in the red zone like that, you have game plan plays that you scheme all week in the red zone to get into those situations. So that's kind of those ones I think where Nick and I learn, okay, if that's something that, you know, he's feeling, let's figure out a way to communicate, okay, to get in a situation. You know, let's talk through that so the next time that happens, we're on the same page. And that's all it was. None of it was, it wasn't him criticizing me or me criticizing him. It was just talking through, hey, you know, and then there's frustration too, right? Because we end up taking a 17-yard sack fumble, and everyone's angry and upset because we, you know, we're in such a great place, and all of a sudden that happens. And so that part there, I like the fact that he's communicating that way. And now it's just for us, we just got to keep growing as to the why. Okay, next time we get in a situation, how do we communicate through that to put our team in the best situation possible?
And this continues to be part of Nagy's frustration about the details of the offense. If you're just joining us, in his press conference earlier today, of noticeably frustrated and animated Matt Nagy is still really unhappy about the lack of detail in his offensive execution. And all I can say is good. Because he's seeing the same stuff that we're seeing, and even coming off a win that was largely keyed by their defense and an opportunistic enough offense, he wants it to be better. So it sounds like he feels today like I felt yesterday. Right now, be caller number 6 to the Scores contest line, 312-591-6700. And if you are so lucky, you will win a Fast Play Pack, courtesy of the Illinois Lottery. Each pack includes 6 instant tickets and a Fast Play brochure. Fast Play is the newest and fastest way to play the lottery and is in stores now. To learn more, visit illinoislottery.com/fastplay. Be smart. Play smart. Must be 18 years or older to play. We will look forward to doing transition with Lawrence Holmes on a Bears Friday, Monday on The Score.
This is a special Bears Monday on Friday. The Score guys react to the Bears' win over Tampa. Get analysis from our team of Bears experts and take your calls. A special Bears Monday on Friday. All day today. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Brought to you by Elmer's BMW and Loyola Medicine.
You've been camping in your backyard, cycling in your living room. You've been enjoying rain showers in your bathroom, campfires on your TV screen. You've been counting stars and birds from your window and holding family cookouts in the kitchen. Now, get ready to go. Go on a real vacation. Take the wheel at your nearest RV dealer or at GoRV.com.
Fall is the season to cozy up with soft, buttery cookies, seasonal pumpkin cheesecake, and rich, fudgy brownies. Introducing the Edible Bake Shop from Edible Arrangements. That's right, moist, decadent cookies, cheesecake, and brownies are now at Edible. Order as a single serving, box, platter, or pair with one of our fresh fruit arrangements. Made fresh for you, Edible Bake Shop makes an exceptional, delicious treat, perfect for any occasion. Order today for delivery or curbside pickup at your local Edible store or at edible.com.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and use code HILLS and sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000.
Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Capital One makes banking easy. I can pay bills while watching TV with the mobile app, have a latte table getting answers to money questions at the cafe, even use my 360 debit card to grab cash at over 40,000 fee-free ATMs while I shop. I wonder what other things I can do together to save time. Okay, meditating while driving isn't one of them.
Bank online, in person, or on the go with Capital One. This is banking reimagined. Banking products and services offered by Capital One and a member FDIC. Visit CapitalOne.com/bank for details.
The really big fall sale's begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Almost everything is 50 to 70% off, and doorbusters start at just $10. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through October 12th.
Pros today have to do whatever the job calls for, and the Home Depot is here to help make that easier. With a wide range of delivery options, you can get what you need, from job lot quantities to small supply runs, delivered where and when you need it. Don't want to buy the tool? Rent it. We've got the most innovative products and more ways for pros to find them, in-store and online. Pros are changing, so are we. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Wendy's famous 4-for-4 is heating up with the new Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. The Queen of Spice is delivering that spicy chicken you love with lettuce and mayo between two deliciously soft buns. And yes, in classic 4-for-4 fashion, you can get all that spicy goodness with spicy or crispy nuggets, fries, and a drink to cool off, all for just $4. Is it getting hot in here? Or did Wendy's just deliver the hottest deal in fast food? We got you.
Offer includes 4-piece nuggets, junior fry, and value drink. Price and participation may vary.
I'm journalist Ben Ryder, and I want to tell you about my new podcast, The Edge. Last year, the Houston Astros were caught in a massive cheating scandal, putting the legitimacy of their 2017 World Series in doubt. I'm talking to people who were there to figure out what happened. Why did the most innovative organization in the history of sports push itself not just to the edge, but over it? Listen to The Edge on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be right back with more Dan Bernstein in 60 seconds on The Score.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Fall is the season to cozy up with soft, buttery cookies, seasonal pumpkin cheesecake, and rich, fudgy brownies. Introducing the Edible Bake Shop from Edible Arrangements. That's right, moist, decadent cookies, cheesecake, and brownies are now at Edible. Order as a single serving, box, platter, or pair with one of our fresh fruit arrangements. Made fresh for you, Edible Bake Shop makes an exceptional, delicious treat, perfect for any occasion. Order today for delivery or curbside pickup at your local Edible store or at edible.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Bruce, the officiating tonight in terms of the calls that went both ways, did you feel like this was well officiated tonight?
No comment.
Fair enough. I don't think the officials cost him a game. I thought there were some good calls both ways, some bad calls both ways as well. That was Bruce Arians afterward. Declining to comment on officiating, which is probably smart for his pocketbook. We thank our guests today, Kerry Pinkowski, Patrick Manley, and Anthony Herron all joined us. Brian Gertsch had the very busy Twitch video stream today and the concurrent chat. He was in charge of all of it, and it goes on right now into the Lawrence Holmes show. Jay Zawoski, our executive producer, and Jordan Malley on the board. And here is Lawrence Holmes. Boy, the Bears never stop giving us things to discuss, Lawrence.
Hey, man, I don't know if they're good, but they're damn sure interesting.
And they are that.
Last night was a great, great example of that, where the first 20 minutes of the first half, you're like, oh, no, this is horrific. This is exactly what it looked like at the beginning and end of last week's game. And then they have a nine-minute spasm. I don't think that it can be said enough how important it was for the defense to force field goals in an opportunity in the first half where it looked like it could get away from the Bears. The Bears forced field goals, and them forcing field goals gave the offense time to correct itself and get an opportunity to win the game. And they did. I think this defense has played great, even with guys going for kill shots instead of wrapping up. In some cases, it worked, like Kyle Fuller. I heard you and Big Ant talking about it. It worked in that case. In other cases, guys are like, whoop, let me just bounce off of that and keep going for 10 more yards down the field.
I know that that's the way some guys hit now, and I know you don't practice tackling in practice. Some of it was just sort of launching. Some of it was also trying to rake at the ball instead of trying to get somebody on the ground. But there are a few things that get me off the couch and screaming at the top of my lungs like missed tackles. I hate missed tackles. And the Bears had too many of them, too many from the inside linebackers, too many even after good angles and strong anticipation from safeties and defensive backs. That's another thing that's got to get ironed out. I'm really pleased, by the way, that Matt Nagy came out today as displeased as he was with the offensive execution and performance. I think that's a interesting coaching move from him today.
So 12 out of 21 of the last games, they've scored 20 or fewer points.
Mm-hmm.
He should be upset because there's still stuff that's wrong with it. Now, some of that stuff wasn't on him. Like, he had actually schemed guys open, and Nick Foles was like, I don't know if I'm going to make this throw or not. But some of it was. And, you know, the one thing that actually left me with some anger, some residual anger, even after a hard-fought win by the Bears, the play calling to begin the second half. This horizontal offense stuff, this John Shoup, Terry Shea stuff, we'll just go side to side. That's what we'll do. We'll use these smoke routes. And I'm telling you, it almost happened last night, and you could feel it starting to happen.
The pick six?
Mm-hmm. Like, that's coming. If they keep doing stuff like that, where they're throwing these smoke routes or whatever, at some point, a defense is going to go, oh, they're not going to double move. They're not going to double. I'm going to take a risk, and I'm going to come downhill on that play. And it almost happened last night, and it was setting up like, and again, if I'm someone who's at home that's going, oh no, they're getting a little predictable with that, I can only imagine what defensive coordinators are thinking while they're licking their chops, saying, okay, well, here's the formation that we usually see that play in. Here's the counting of steps and the counting of time before Nick Foles is going to throw that ball towards the boundary. Break on the ball, make a play, and maybe you go to the house.
This is also one of the worst screen passing teams I've ever seen in my life.
I was telling you.
No matter how they try to set it up, whether it's against zone or man, whatever it is, it ends up wrong.
It seems that way, that they don't have the timing down. I don't know if it's a trust issue with the offensive line, but they're terrible at it, and they shouldn't be. Because this should be one of those like building blocks of the offense that he wants to run. So why is your team bad at those things? I'm sure that that's part of what he's trying to figure out. Like, why are there limitations on my offense?